Chapter 3. The Story of Tom Kalinske. Nakayama took Kalinske to a popular hostess bar downtown. Despite the sizable crowd of businessmen, their sporadic drunken chuckles and the constant flirtatious giggling of the pale-faced women dressed as naive schoolgirls, the place offered a certain level of solitude. Perhaps it was the dim lighting, or maybe it was the collective sentiment that everyone there seemed to want nothing more than a moment of privacy and had no interest in getting entangled in the business of anyone else.
"What exactly are your concerns?" Nakayama asked, as one of the bar's geisha girls strolled over to him and Kalinske with small glasses of sake.
"For starters, I'm not too thrilled about the idea of uprooting my family." Sega of America's headquarters were in San Francisco, and Kalinske would have to move his family there from Los Angeles.
"Northern California is the place to be. That's where things happen. What else?"
Kalinske sipped his sake. "What else? A lot of things." Nakayama skeptically squinted his eyes.
"I think that beneath a lot of things is just one thing. So tell me, what is the problem?"
Perhaps Nakayama was right. Perhaps the stresses that came to mind were just tiny planets of anxiety that were all orbiting a single sun. "Okay," Kalinske said, gathering his concerns. "I don't want to put in everything I have only to watch the carpet get pulled out from under me. I want to be able to try things. I want to be able to fail. I want to be able to make this exactly what I think it ought to be and not have to explain myself every step of the way. Basically, I don't want Mattel to happen again." Kalinske abruptly finished, realizing that he'd struck a nerve that had been buried for years. Nakayama finished his glass of sake.
"Okay, fine," he said. "You come work for me, and I'll let you do things your way. This is the deal, no tricks."
These were the magic words that Kalinske had been waiting for. But when they finally came, he was momentarily distracted by something unusual across the bar.
"Do you have an answer?" Nakayama asked.
Kalinske heard the words, but his mind was locked on a well-dressed man sitting at a table about 20 feet away. This man...